Still up in the air for a farm bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it used to be much easier to get a farm bill passed in Congress, but not this one. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
It was all about, first, a move to strip the nutrition title, food stamps and such, away from the House Farm Bill, leaving only ag programs. The two have been married in Farm Bill since 1965, but as a disgruntled Wisconsin lawmaker Gwen Moore put it,
the House is filed for divorce.
And it was granted, leaving the House to debate what Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas then called
the Farm Bill Farm Bill.
And so the debate raged.
What we have done is excluded some extraneous pieces.
Imagine referring to the nutrition title of the Farm Bill as extraneous.
Farm policy and food stamp policy should not be mixed.
I believe the strategy of splitting the Farm Bill is a mistake.
Give us a chance.
But mistake or no, the House passed the so-called Farm Bill 216-208, a bill that not only has no nutrition title, but also repeals older so-called permanent law on the books, which would go into effect if the current farm law were to expire. You heard earlier Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson say he thought stripping the nutrition part from the bill and repealing permanent law was a mistake.
It jeopardizes the chances of it ever becoming law, and I think that repealing permanent law all but ensures that we'll never write a farm bill again in this House.
Because the threat of those old programs kicking in has been a catalyst to make lawmakers work on new farm bills every 5 years.
It may be detrimental.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Detrimental to rural America and to those farm programs that are critically important to rural America if we split and divide the coalition and the alliance that has been so successful the last 30, 40 years of getting farm bills through the process.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Still a lot of work left to get a farm bill passed in Congress. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.